Welcome back to another episode of Talk Comet Podcast. Talk Comet. You know, after all these years of recording this podcast, and by all these years, I mean 1 year? Maybe it's 2 years now? I'm not even sure. You'd think I'd be able to say the intro without stuttering or sounding like a complete jackass. Welcome back to another episode of Top Comet Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Tommaso. Today is Saturday, December 19th. Just wanted to check in. Just wanted to see how all of you are doing. We're coming up on the end of the year 2020, which has been quite a doozy for the planet and for everyone that inhabits it. I'm sure even dogs are like, yo, that was a fucking year, bro. But coming into 2021, everyone always loves fresh starts, new beginnings. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but this whole idea of, you know, using a date or using a time of the year as a launch point to like change yourself or change your ways or change the way you do things. I'm not really a firm believer in that. If you want to start something new or do something different, just fucking start doing it now. I think using a date is an excuse. I think that's the whole purpose why humans do that, is that they're delaying what they know needs to be done because they don't really want to do it. If you really want to change and you really want to do something, it doesn't need to be January 1st for that to happen. It could be this very second. It could be, end this podcast, I don't want to listen to this jackass anymore. And you go, you know, start that YouTube channel or whatever the hell it ends up being. So I just want you to think about that as you go into next year, is that don't assume some fresh start is going to happen and all your goals and dreams are just going to come true because it's January 1st and you know, got a fucking calendar and you put a little mark on it being like day one. That just, maybe it works for some people, but I think it's just a band-aid solution that's kind of stupid. If you want to start something, start it when you are ready to start it and don't feel pressured even just because it's the start of some new year. If you're looking back at 2020 and you're kind of thinking, wow, I did absolutely nothing this whole year, I think that's fine. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to feel guilty because maybe they didn't use this, I don't know, extra time that we all had by staying home to accomplish something. And so what? Like, there was absolutely no obligation for anybody in this situation to do anything. I mean, it's absolutely batshit crazy that if you were able to accomplish something, because, you know, the whole world basically just got depressed and sad, and I don't think you should feel guilty. If anything, I commend you for surviving and getting through this, and that's a win in itself. You didn't need to start a podcast. You didn't need to start anything to get through this year. You just had to get through this year. I know financially it was difficult for a lot of people. I know creatively it was difficult for a lot of people, and I just want to make sure that, you know, this is like a check-in. I just want to make sure that you're not feeling crappy about anything. I think it's, if you're alive and you're listening to this, you're doing something right, I think. And if you are feeling low and you're feeling like, oh, I need to make something, I need to create something, just start with something stupid. Start with something small. Sometimes if I'm feeling in a way that it's like, oh, I haven't made a video in a while, I haven't made something for YouTube, or I haven't even done client work in a while, like I'll just do a stupid joke thing for Twitter or something. Like I'll just make a quick meme video. And it's like, it just gives you this little creative rush, this little like buzz that's easy to ride. It's easy to feel that buzz for a moment, and then you take that buzz and it leads to other things. And it's like, sometimes it's just as simple as picking up the camera or plugging the mic in and hitting record, and all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, I know how to do this, I can do this. And it's that lead up, it's all that stuff going towards that end goal where you're like, ugh, I'm tired, I just want to watch Netflix, maybe I'll just order a pizza, maybe I'll just, I don't know, I'll go get a coffee, I'll make a coffee, and then, you know, the day is gone, it's 4 p.m., and you're like, ah, forget it, maybe tomorrow. But if you just, like, try and kill all that stuff, like, don't think about that, don't make the coffee, don't do something else, just sit there, turn the camera on, or turn the mic on, or start drawing, whatever it is, without hesitation. That is, could give you any advice, like for me, if I hesitate even in the slightest towards making something, if I just like, oh, well, do I want it to look like this? Like, should I shoot it this way? I need a new microphone. I can't, it never happens. I just have to pick up the thing that I already have. And then the flow just sort of comes back to me. It's like muscle memory to some extent. And even if you don't have that muscle memory, if you're just starting out and you don't feel like you have that ability, you won't get it until you follow that process, until you just pick up a camera or pick up a mic, until you just start doing it, it won't come to you and it won't happen anyway. So it's kind of a paradox. You just have to do it. It's like, I hate even saying this so many times on this podcast, but it's like, I just see all these people that are always a bit frustrated, or they're not getting the performance that they want. And it's just like, they're thinking way too much. Everyone is always thinking way too much. And you really got to just start doing more than thinking. The thinking is part of it, and it will happen throughout the process. But the thinking leading up to it, even people that ask for like feedback on thumbnails, like just pick a thumbnail for your video. You don't need the hive mind to make this decision for you. If you just trust your instincts and use the thumbnail you think is best, you will start to get data that will tell you yes or no based on those decisions. And then you'll be able to make informed decisions moving forward on what thumbnail will be best. And so instead of relying on the hive mind and relying on asking people, which one would you click? You will know which one people will click. It's just that overthinking mentality that drives me nuts, because it for me, like as an outside perspective looking at it and the way that I work, and I know a lot of people work the same way I do too, we look at stuff like that and it's just like, yo, let it go. You got to like remove that ego, remove that cloud of doubt in any way possible way that you can, and just do the thing. And if it doesn't work, you learn from it. And the next time you go to do that thing, you will be in a much better position to be successful with it. So that is my advice moving into the end of this year and moving into next year. Stop thinking about it and just start doing it. Stop thinking about it, stop talking about it, and just make the thing. If one of those things is a podcast, as you know, I'm giving away a pod mic from Rode Microphones. And I realized when I announced this contest that I didn't do a very good job announcing sort of the details of it in terms of like when you need to submit your podcast bio, when this will end, all that kind of stuff. And so what I'm saying now is you will have until January 15th to submit your podcast to me. Again, I will be judging that probably purely on a creative basis of just what podcasts I end up liking the best. And that person will end up getting a Rode pod mic along with a Rode PSA 1 arm, which is an arm for the microphone, so you can attach it to your desk or whatever. And so the way to enter is just submit me a podcast that you've recorded and you've put out into the world to me on Twitter. So it's at I'm Patrick T, link in the show notes for this episode. And you'll be entered in to potentially win a Rode pod mic microphone. This episode is brought to you by my moment lesson on sound. We are going down to holiday pricing. The buy one, get one free offer is ending. And now it'll be on sale for about $23, I think, something like that, $23.99, something cheap. Usually it's around $35-$40. So if you are still holding out, it's time to finally hit it and learn a little bit about how I record audio and how you can record audio on set. Maybe that's one of your goals for next year, even though I think you should start it tomorrow. But maybe one of your goals is you want to get better at audio. I tried to make the lesson easy and simple, but I also wanted to make sure that it wasn't expensive in the sense that you need to buy a whole bunch of stuff just to get good sound, because I just don't think that's the case. And so if you are looking to up your audio quality, check out my Moment Filmmaker lesson on sound. Link in the show notes for this episode. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast, and we'll check in soon and we'll announce that pod mic winner, and we'll see what's going on. All right, I'm Patrick DeMasso, and you will hear me next time I feel like making an episode. Cheers.